Let's go to the movies now on this Thursday morning. And welcome back, Jason DeRosso, for the first time this year, RN film critic, host of The Screen Show. Hello, Jason.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Yeah, look, we've talked about the Oscars yesterday with Stephen Gatos, so I might have a quick chat about that. But first up, there's a new version of an Australian classic, Storm Boy.
Yeah.
Is this a remake? I've never seen Storm Boy. I actually never read Storm Boy.
Never read the novella, the Colin Teal. Look, it's not quite a remake, but it kind of is. Now, I'll explain. It's got this whole new sort of framing device that plays out in the current day. Geoffrey Rush essentially plays the grown-up Storm Boy, the little kid who grew up with his dad on that stretch of beach in the Coorong in South Australia, in the shack alone, and then befriends this young Aboriginal man played by Gulpalil, and nurses back to health a small pelican. Now, that whole story is told in flashback, and it's kind of moved to the 50s. But essentially, that story is still there. But the modern day story is Geoffrey Rush essentially playing this retired businessman whose company is a mining company, and their board is about to vote on basically leasing vast farming lands in the Pilbara in order to mine them. And there are all sorts of environmental concerns and so forth. Now, it turns out that his granddaughter is angst-ridden about what granddad's company is about to do, potentially, and tells her granddad about it. And this sets the wheels in motion, I suppose, and Geoffrey Rush's character starts to reminisce about the, I guess, this formative period in his life as a child with the pelican and being in touch with nature and so forth. But it also pricks in him his environmental conscience, I suppose. So the film is kind of this to and fro between the present day Geoffrey Rush character having this kind of change of heart, really, as this vote is pending in the boardroom of his company. He's on the beach, you know, at his harbourside mansion with the granddaughter reminiscing. Mm-hmm. And this past, flashback to the 50s, in which Jai Courtney plays the father, and Finn Little, who's a newcomer, plays the boy, plays Geoffrey Rush's character as a child. So anyway, that's the broad
thumbnail
sketch.
So it's not Storm Boy. In a sense, it's not the Colin Teal story.
It's partly the Colin Teal story, but it has this framing device of the contemporary man who's grown up. I'm going to play you, hopefully that's not too confusing, I'm going to play you a clip now from the flashback. We didn't really get any clips with Geoffrey Rush in them to play you. So here's a clip of Jai Courtney playing Geoffrey Rush's dad back in the 50s.
And we can't afford to keep feeding them, and even if we could, our life in captivity is...
captivity.
You know what I mean. Our wild things need to be free. These birds could live to be 30, 40 years old. You can't look after them all that time. They need to be with their own kind, raise families. Son, you saved their lives. It's a wonderful thing that you did. It's nearly time to set them free.
So there's a clip of it. As I say, it's a different story. It's a modern day story. The whole presence of Geoffrey Rush will have its own controversy around it, perhaps, or impact on it.
Perhaps. It's done well at the box office in the first weekend. You know, it got 1.6 million at the Australian box office. So I think Australians have kind of warmed to this film, audiences, and they don't seem to be sort of sick and tired of the way we keep remaking things, both on the big screen and the small screen, of course.
Does placing this film in the present day, does it add much to it in your view?
Look, it gives the film
as I say, it's
more,
not Storm Boy, as Colin Teal wrote it.
It gives the film a much more overt environmental message, I think. And look, at times it's quite well directed. I mean, it's the writer, Justin Monjo. I don't really know much about him. He hasn't done a lot, as far as I can tell, though he was co-writer on the Bangarra film Spear. But then we've got Sean Seat, who I actually knew from the days working in the film industry. He was an editor. He's now become a very respected editor, very respected TV and film director. And he does some interesting things with the evocation of Geoffrey Rush sort of having this moment of conscience. And there's a storm that happens in the big sort of corporate skyscraper where they're about to have the vote, that where the windows smash and so forth. So at times it's very evocative. I think it's a little cluttered as a film, though, the script, I think. So look, I'm not sold on it, but I think it's worth seeing.
Well, the box office seems to like it. And on your show today, you've got Juliette Binoche.
Yeah, look, she's starring in, it's a very small release of a film I absolutely love from last year called Let the Sunshine In. She plays a middle-aged artist, divorced, who has a series of lovers and is very unhappy in love, looking for love in all the wrong places, I guess the cliche goes, but it's anything but cliched, this movie. A career-best performance from Juliette Binoche. If you can see Let the Sunshine In, either at Acme in Melbourne, where they've got a Juliette Binoche retrospective happening, happening, or in Sydney at the Golden Age, rush out to see it. Run, don't walk. But she's on the show, yeah, discussing this wonderful performance.
That's a screen show at 10 o'clock this morning here on RN with Jason. And just before I let you go, we've got the Oscar nominations. There's all sorts of controversy, all sorts of thoughts.
Oh, well, Brian Singer, the director of Bohemian Rhapsody as well, a big article with new, fresh allegations of sexual harassment against underage boys has just released via The Atlantic over the last 24 hours. So that's making a lot of news. Director of Bohemian Rhapsody, which is up for Best Picture. No way is it.
He's up for Best Director, isn't he?
No, he's not. But
he's not.
No way is that
which
a Best Picture.
Which is it? Well,
it's a nice film, but no way is that a Best Picture.
What
I'm
do
going
you
for
think
Roma.
Is Best Roma?
The wonderful black and white.
Don't get me started on Roma.
What, you didn't like it? Get out.
Didn't thrill me. We'll talk about that later. Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso, film critic and host of The Screen Show, on air this morning at 10 a.m. right here. Of course, on RM or anywhere where you get your podcasts, the ABC Listen app, it's always there to help.